WJQM, DeForest, Madison.
It's the start of us waking up, come on.
Every morning, Krista and the Morning Rush.
Let's go.
Are you ready?
That's kind of a big deal.
Wow. You are pregnant?
Well, we just got a, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Wow. How far along are you?
8 months.
Oh, wow. All right.
Wow, so you're almost ready.
That's kind of a big deal that you might want to let somebody know.
This is 93.1 Jams.
Good morning and welcome back to your kickoff of your work week. It's Chris in the Morning Rush. You're going to see some rain today. Lucky for us, hot and humid with a high of 86. Some areas are still getting hit hard, which is very unfortunate to still see that so many of our, you know, Madison and Surrey residents are feeling the pain of this.
Absolutely. Make sure you check out Madison3000.com. They put a whole bunch of cool maps up showing the road closures and where you need to watch out for floods and things like that during the rain. So
yes,
absolutely.
Yes, well, Shady, it has finally arrived today at 7:40. We will list the three ladies that I have chosen for you to enjoy a big day at Taste of Madison for a real-life dating game with you to go out on a date with.
Absolutely. Super excited about that. Taste of Madison got a lot of cool things happening this weekend for that. So, yeah, date with me.
Are you excited for that?
We're getting on stage for the lovely dating game. Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, did you pick out your outfit?
Yeah, so believe it or not, so for Saturday, I decided I'm going to have three different outfits. So,
oh, very good.
Yeah, because I got to wear, our jam shirt. So
yeah.
That's one outfit. And then the second outfit, of course, for the dating game, I have a nice snazzy suit jacket.
Love it. Yes.
And then for the, I am hosting a little other game we're going to play. And during that game, I have a nice velvet suit for and a nice mustache like the...
Dude.
Mm-hmm. Like Steve
One of those, Hart. One oh of those stick-on mustaches.
That'll be hot.
Oh, hot.
Bam, that, gerbil.
That's exciting.
Stuff.
Very excited. Also excited that we'll be hooking up one Jams listener with Travis Scott tickets. This is huge, man. Nothing better than going to see some Travis Scott.
Absolutely. It's a big week. Big
it's
week.
A huge
Lots of
week.
Stuff going on. We got our tailgate on Friday as well.
Mm-hmm. I know. Shady and I will be doing tailgate parties. We're super excited. They're called Badger Saturday, so we'll be hanging out at the Coliseum.
Except this is the only Friday that the Badgers kick off their season with, so we will be out there this Friday at the Coliseum. So make sure you head out, have a good time. The Coliseum is awesome. We went out there the other day.
It's super nice.
Oh, yeah. So we'll be outside, hopefully, with if it's not raining,
right?
With our lovely 93.1 Jams tent. So make sure you stop on by, and they've got... what are those things called? They've got shuttles running back and forth to the game, so.
That's what I love about this place. That,
absolutely.
You know, you can go on before the game, get something to eat, get some great beer, delicious Bloody Mary, free parking, and then go take a shuttle, and then they'll bring you back.
Right, go to the game, get more wasted, watch the Badgers win, come back and drink some more, and then, you know.
Happy campers.
Sober up, and then drive home.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So what'd you guys do this weekend? Anything exhilarating?
Oh, gee. I mean, I had friends over and I made a lot of cocktails this weekend.
Well, that's a fun time.
I have a lot of unwashed glasses.
Very
there you
good.
Go. Yeah. Got to do some dishes.
I did some dishes as well.
Yes, I really do, actually.
I learned how to make slime over the weekend.
Like Nickelodeon slime?
Yeah, Gia and I made bats of slime. Mm-hmm. I was very excited. The first one, I actually made Gak slime. I didn't even know there was a difference. A lot of borax was involved in this bad boy, so that was fun. That's what we did.
I helped add to our Jams kitten family.
Yes.
I went to go help our buddy Stick, who does the overnights during our mix show.
Yeah.
To go pick up his kittens, and there's a picture.
Oh my gosh, those are Sticks?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I love them.
And the entire ride home, they were super cuddly.
He got three?
Two.
Two. Okay, mm-hmm. So the calico and then
mm-hmm.
the black kitty.
I'm sure there will be pictures and things. So,
beautiful.
Yeah,
why do we have so many cats on Jams? There's like 14 cats.
Because they're easy to take care of.
Yes, there are.
They're easy.
We're lonely radio people. We need cats.
Exactly. By the way, I just want to... share a quick little story. I went into the local gas station in Mazomanie to pick up something, and there was a greasy older man that was staring at me creepily.
Romance.
And when I left, he walked out along with me and said this, be careful now.
Ooh. Oh.
What is that supposed to mean, be careful now?
Oh. I don't know.
Seriously, I was creeped out.
I feel like I'm going to read about you on Miss Connections.
Oh my God.
I feel like that's the start of the movie Deliverance.
I know. I told Travis, I'm like, okay, this is what he drives. This is what he looked like. I just thought it was weird. Yeah. He goes, well, some people, you know, that's just how, you know, he's probably trying to be nice, but he just did it in a creepy way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, man.
I don't know, maybe he knows something you don't know. Maybe he's like
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he's like a mysterious old, like the wise older man.
Honey,
I wish you're in her world now.
Don't you? Right. Don't worry. Just you got ladies hitting on you for a date. So get ready. Tough love with Siri. She is coming up. Always
that is
a pleasure.
All she knows. She's very
right
good
here
at what she knows.
She's in the Morning Rush, kicking off your Monday. Back at it. Got to make some money. Take care of the kids.
931 Jams. Guess what? She'll give you an answer just like you need it.
3210931. You can snap us at Jams931. Text us if you want. 30734.
You can hit us up on our Snapchat, Jams931, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Friends and Benefits members. You can always hit us up at MadTownJams.com with your questions for Siri.
All right, we have a message here from Friends with Benefits member Laura. Siri, ever since Posty almost crashed now, I'm super scared of airplanes. What do you think I can do to get over something like that?
Now I could say a lot of stuff here to alleviate your fear of airplanes, like how you're technically safer in the air than on the ground. But that's kind of a loaded statement. I'm pretty sure you're safer from plane crashes on the ground. Just a guess. If old beer bongs and Bentleys can handle an emergency landing, I think you will be fine. Seriously, how often are you on airplanes where this is a serious concern? Luckily, we live in a very special time in the world where you can order an Uber that will drive you as far as you want. Who doesn't want to go on a road trip with a stranger?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love when Uber drivers are playing like really interesting things on the radio.
Isn't it true now that you're being rated as a passenger?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You get rated as a passenger.
Crazy.
I'm proud of my 1.5 stars. Thank
you. Very good, Aaron. Very good.
I have a 4.8 passenger rating.
Wow.
Yeah, and I use Uber a lot. It's got to be nice and tip your drivers. You know?
Oh. They're
driving you
Aaron,
around
are you not
wasted.
Tipping your drivers?
No, I'm usually sloshed.
Oh, very good.
See?
Okay.
There you go. We got a snap here from Megan with a question for Siri. Siri, I am about to go back to school and I have a giant pimple on my nose. I look like Rudolph.
Oh.
Should I take care of it or will it go away?
I am so sorry right now. Not only does getting a big old pimple suck, but when it happens right before school gets let in adds a whole new dimension of awful. Since it's on your nose, you can't really use cover up without a big tan bulge, and the only thing more obvious than is it is trying to hide one. That's why you need to bite down on a belt and pop it. It will be gross and painful, but whatever's left behind can easily be fixed with makeup. And thank God for that stuff. See who says I can't be helpful, besides everyone.
Oh, that's so nice. Now, once again, I do not endorse this product, but Estee Lauder's Double Camouflage.
Oh, jeez.
We'll cover that up.
There it is again.
There it is,
you
right?
You and Estee Lauder.
I know, but I don't endorse them.
They better start sending you free stuff.
I only know this because I put it on someone's hickey once and it disappeared.
I use the same stuff you do, Krista. It.
I know. Aaron now wears some cover up under his eyes.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
There you go.
Do you like it?
I'm not using it today.
Oh, not today? Okay.
But I do.
Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, we have a question over Instagram from our girl, Faye. Siri, listen, my wedding is all ready to go, but I'm super worried about having an open bar. Should I be worried my wedding will just turn into a complete alcohol mess?
Yes.
Well, there's already an open bar at your wedding now. It's too late to back out. You don't want to be the person that deprived people of free booze, do you? Honestly, though, open bar or no? I guarantee someone will make a total fool out of themselves. One way or another, there will be a bridesmaid twerking on a potted plant. That's half the fun of going to a wedding. You're the bride, don't worry so much. All you need to do is wrangle yourself into that ill-fitting dress and sit around till your new husband smashes cake on your face. Then get drunk.
Yep, that's it. That's the only reason why you have a wedding.
I just want somebody to smash cake on my face.
Really?
Yeah, you know there's a DJ that does that? I think it's, what is his name? Ooh.
He does that?
Steve Aoki. He, one of the biggest things that he does on stage is he throws cake at people's face from the stage.
That's romantic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe he just wants to marry them all.
Exactly, maybe.
That's probably how he makes all his money. Those are good jobs, man. Right? DJing weddings is phenomenal.
We got a question over Facebook here from Jonathan's. Siri, I feel like we have no privacy anymore, and it just puts me on edge. Am I worrying over nothing?
I mean, kinda. If you're so worried about your privacy, then I suggest going off and living on a desert island somewhere. But that probably wouldn't help your Instagram following. Okay, I will admit that you definitely don't have any privacy anymore. Every post on social media, every time you're in the same room as that Alexa, and yes, every time you ask me a question, all that little info is being saved away somewhere. But relax, we don't mean you any harm. We just want all that delicious money in your pocket. And is that really so bad? Don't answer that.
Not really. It's not bad.
Don't answer that.
Yes, I mean, I would not have a Facebook if I didn't have to. I'm just waiting for the day where I can go totally off the grid, live in the woods.
There's a reason why I don't own any Apple product except for this laptop. And whenever this laptop comes up and says, would you like to connect to the cloud? I say no.
It's Second Date Update.
Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jan. Second Date Update. Got to go on that first one to score that second one.
Absolutely. It's really hard to get that first one between Tinder, Bumble, and all those other things out there. Believe it or not, it is hard to get a match and then get a date.
Girl.
And you get that first date and it goes well. And then something happens and the second date never seems to happen.
It's sometimes an issue. And this morning we actually have Annie on the phone. Good morning, Annie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
We're good, love. So tell us about your situation. Who did you go out with that's not getting back to you?
Well, I met this guy, Matt, on Bumble.
Mm-hmm.
He helped me team. We ended up going to Dave and Buster's.
Oh, fun.
And, yeah, it was fun. I thought we had a good time. I brought him back to my house. And what I really wanted to pitch, so I have a boyfriend. We're open.
Oh.
And I mean, I was clear about that on my profile.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
But I wanted to have like a threesome kind of situation. And I wanted Matt to hook up with my boyfriend. That turns me on. I'm into it. I wanted something he was open with.
Teach
him. Yeah, it seemed like he was an open guy.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, to each their own. Was this discussed, though, like on Bumble? Like,
did you have that conversation?
Or did you spring that on him?
You know, I mean, we were really flirty. There was a lot of hints, I think, for things like this.
Yeah.
So I, you know, I felt comfortable enough to having the conversation.
Sure. You know, this only happened to myself one time when I was out at a bar with my husband. there was a couple next to us that we met, and they were super fun. And they're like, yeah, you want to come over to our house? We're going to have a barbecue, you know, whatever, or outside. And lo and behold, that was their whole plan, that they wanted to sleep with my husband.
There you go.
See? Those two, not me.
It's always,
always
a mystery.
It was super weird.
You never know.
Okay, well, listen, how long has it been since you last spoke to Matt?
Probably been about a week or so.
Gotcha. All right.
I'm just curious. Did he just like get up and leave? I mean, did he, was he cordial?
No, you know, like we hung out for a little bit. He said that he wanted to think about it, but he liked me. And, you know, we kind of, we talked about it.
Right.
I gave him some space, but now he kind of ghosted.
Huh? He's got kind of, ghosted. We're going ghost hunting. Are you ready, Annie, to give him a call and figure out what's going on?
Yeah, let's give him a call.
All right, honey. Good luck.
Hello?
Hi, is this Matt?
This is he.
You know, first off, Matt, I have to tell you, you have one of those voices that you just sound like you're a really hot guy. Is that true?
Oh, Krista.
I'm just saying. He has a hot voice. He gets it all the time.
I guess, you know. Yeah.
I think he gets it all the time. Anyway, my name is Krista, and this is Shady from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. You're on the radio.
Yeah, my man.
Woo!
Good morning.
Okay.
Hilarious.
Usually people ask they won something. Is that your next question? You're going to say, what did I win? Well, you won nothing.
Yeah.
Me and Chris are just taking an interest in your personal life. You went on a nice date with Annie to Dave and Buster's, a girl you met on Bumble, and then went back to her place.
Yeah.
And you said you were going to think about a little decision she wanted you to make, and then you never got back to her. So we're here to play the middleman.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Come on, Todd, tell us.
He's like, oh, man.
Tell us, Matt, were you a little scared by the fact that she wanted you to play with someone else in her house with her?
Meow.
She kind of, like, ambushed me with that. Because I didn't know she had a boyfriend, first of all, which really annoyed me.
Oh, yeah, that would have made me.
And,
rawr.
And second of all, the fact that she was trying to hook both of us up when, like, I don't swing there. You know what? I don't mind. It's okay. Like, I'm very tolerant. If you want to do what you want to do, cool. But I don't do that. And she didn't even talk to me about it, which is kind of like... I mean, if I did the same thing, if I had a girlfriend and then I was like, hey, why don't you date with me? And then we didn't talk about it. And I'm like, hey, why don't you hook up?
Mm.
That would be considered scumbaggy, you know?
Yeah, sure. Yep.
Yeah. Well, here's the difference. Kind of, yeah. According to Annie, she did tell you all about this. Mm-hmm. And so, Annie, what's going on, girl? Did you actually tell Matt about you having another boyfriend and wanting to have a threesome or not?
Yeah, well, first of all, it is in my profile that I'm in an open relationship.
Guys don't read profiles.
I know. You just
admit it to me right now, Matt.
Well,
Matt, admit it to me right now. I'm Bumble. I'm on Bumble right now. Matt, do you read profiles on Bumble? You could say no because I know you don't.
I just swipe. I just
exactly.
swipe. Exactly. Like,
why do people put anything in the profiles? Anyway.
You guys, gosh. There's more than a face. All right. So obviously she is saying that was up on her profile. So,
yeah,
Matt. Whose fault is this?
Whose fault is this?
It's your guys', since you don't read.
No, I mean, she should have talked about this. Like, we should have actually verbalized about this. She didn't bring this up on Bumble while we were, like, interacting. So it's like, it's kind of like a bombshell, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she never made any sort of declaration about her and her boyfriend swinging that way, you know?
Okay, so lo and behold, I'm assuming, though, that you guys never laid down together.
No, I mean, I bounced. I was just like, it's awkward, it's weird.
Right.
I was having an anti-b***er, basically. Like, I was just like,
I got a question then for you, Matt.
Hilarious.
Well, you've obviously had some time to think about this, so if they lit some candles, broke out the camera, whips and chains and satin sheets... You're willing to give this another try?
Yes.
I mean, I'm interested in Annie as, like, one-on-one.
Yeah.
I can't. I really don't want to be in a triangle. I've been in triangles before where I've dated a girl.
Yeah.
And she was hooking up with her ex. And she was saying, I don't know what to do. And it just got messy. And it just wasted my time.
I hear you.
And I just don't like the bad vibes. And I just don't want to get into some weird. I don't need weird vibes. I just want to have something simple and fun. And, you know, just chill.
Well, I'll be honest really quick with you, quick with you, Matt. So there's a lot of girls that are in the dating world right now that are trying these new experiments and new things like this. And it's weird. Where are all the normal, like, women that don't, like, it's all like, hey, join me and my boyfriend. Or, hey, you're looking for a third for me and my girlfriend. And anyway, I don't blame you, Matt.
So this
Annie,
is coming from a guy who hangs out at the strip club, Matt. So I don't know. I would take much from one of me.
So, Annie, what do you want to do here? You obviously, he doesn't want to lay down with him. So, Annie, are you in yourself willing to go on a second date here with Matt? Or
without your boyfriend.
Without your boyfriend.
You got to ditch the boyfriend now.
Yes or no, Annie? Got to make a choice.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, right, there you go.
It's no problem. We got some Snapchats here of ladies that think you do have a fine-ass voice, and they'd like to date you. So it's okay.
We're going to go.
We'll get you connected.
We'll go down on State Street, man. Be a wingman.
Yeah.